Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s.
Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last. Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com.
All medications require eligibility and prescription. First month as low as $25 with a 12-month MedPlus plan. Does not include the cost of GLP-1 medications.
Letting things reveal themselves instead of trying to control how they unfold. And I think this part is really important to talk about because when we say things like let go or just trust, it can honestly sound like we're saying just go with everything, don't question anything, ignore what you're feeling. And that's not what this is, obviously. This is not about being naive or ignoring red flags. And this is definitely not about overriding your intuition, okay? It's actually the opposite. Trust is not the absence of awareness. Trust is being grounded enough in yourself that you can see clearly what's happening without needing to control it. Hello, hello, magical friends, yomis. My name is Raquel and welcome to Your Own Magic, a podcast for the creative and the curious soul. Last week, we talked about rebuilding self-trust on Magic Monday. That was all about coming back to yourself when you've been feeling a little disconnected. So this week feels like the natural next layer of that, because once you start trusting yourself again, you're kind of faced with this other question. Can I trust what's happening outside of me without trying to control it? And I'll be honest, this is something that I've been navigating in my own life in really subtle ways lately, like noticing that those moments where I want to figure something out right now, or where I catch myself trying to manage how something is going to play out, or thinking that it needs to unfold a certain way, so I try to do something to make it unfold that way instead of just letting it unfold. I think a lot of us do this more than we realize. And it might even be subconscious. It might just be something that we somehow trained ourselves to do. And so today we're talking about what it really looks like to trust other people and to let go of control and to allow things to reveal themselves over time without abandoning yourself in the process, which actually, if you allow yourself to surrender, let things unfold, man, it provides so much freedom and liberation and less anxiety, and you just feel more guided in life. And it's not letting you give up control of your own life, but like the little things that maybe other people have choices over. You can't control other people, right? And this is a quick reminder as well that starting this week, we're shifting the schedule to Monday and Thursday. So Magic Monday, this will stay your soulful, grounding, reflective space. And then Thursday is going to be a little more fun and open and curious and just a little more out there, a little more random, like intuitive tools, different spiritual concepts, reality, trans surfing, aliens, energy, witchy stuff still, all the fun woo-woo things that we like, just random. Whatever I feel like talking about that week. Just anything that helps you feel connected to yourself and to something greater, or even just opens your mind a little. And if you have any suggestions of something you'd like me to dive into and something that maybe I need to learn about myself and then share here, feel free to reach out to me on Instagram or Substack. My username is at Raquel Mantra, RAQUELLEMANTRA. Anyway, with all that being said, let's get into it. So first, let's just normalize this. The urge to control doesn't mean that there's something wrong with you. It just usually means that you're trying to feel safe. Because when something feels uncertain and when something hasn't fully revealed itself yet, your mind wants to close that gap, and it wants clarity and reassurance, and it wants to know what's going on so you can relax. And control can show up in really subtle ways. Like, it's not always obvious. Sometimes it looks like replaying conversations in your head, or trying to read between the lines, overanalyzing someone's tone of behavior, and wanting to define something before it naturally unfolds, or even just feeling uncomfortable sitting in the unknown. And I've noticed this in myself too, like those moments where nothing is technically wrong, but I still feel the urge to figure something out, or to get ahead of it, or to understand it before it fully shows itself. But something I've been realizing is that control is often just an attempt to create certainty in a situation that hasn't revealed itself yet. And the tricky part is when we try to control something too early, you don't actually get clarity. You just create more noise and more thoughts and more stories and more confusion. Instead of feeling more grounded, you actually end up feeling more disconnected. You have more anxiety. You have actually more distrust for someone, creating a narrative that they probably didn't even deserve. So this isn't about judging yourself for that tendency. I mean, it's human, but it's about noticing it and starting to create a little space between you and that urge to control. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Lately, I've been thinking about how much financial stress can quietly affect us and in ways that we don't always talk about. It's not just about money, it's the mental load that comes with it, the overthinking, the pressure, the way it can impact your sleep and your mood and even your relationships. I know for me, there have been seasons where I've felt overwhelmed trying to figure everything out, like I needed to have it all together financially in order to feel okay. And that kind of pressure can be really, really heavy to carry on your own. So something that I've learned is that struggling with money doesn't mean you've failed. It just means you're human and navigating life like the rest of us. And that's where therapy can be really supportive. Not for the financial advice, obviously, but for the emotional side of it. Therapy can help you understand your relationship with money and work through stress or shame and build healthier ways to cope so it doesn't feel so consuming. BetterHelp has a network of over 30,000 licensed therapists, and they match you based on your needs through a short questionnaire. And if it's not the right fit, you can switch at any time. When life feels overwhelming, therapy can help. Sign up and get 10% off at betterhelp.com/yourownmagic. That's betterhelp.com/yourownmagic. So if control is the instinct, then I'd say that this is the practice. Letting people just show you who they are, right? This sounds simple, but it's actually really uncomfortable at first because it requires you to not rush to clarity, and it requires you to sit in the space of, I don't fully know yet, and that's okay. Instead of trying to figure someone out immediately or analyzing every word, every action, every shift, you step back a little and you observe and you let things unfold. Let patterns reveal themselves over time and let consistency or inconsistency become clear naturally. Let them show you through actions over words. And also, if they've always been true to their word, let that show you. And this is something that I've been practicing in really small ways, just noticing when I feel the urge to define something too quickly or when I want to interpret something before it's actually clear. And instead of doing that, I've been trying to just let it be incomplete. And that's the key here. Letting things be incomplete for a moment. And one day you'll look back and you'll be like, oh yeah, remember that moment and that feeling? And now you know what ends up happening. And you're like, oh, I could have just held her and told her to be patient in that moment, right? That everything will work out. Or knowing that in the future, you'll know. But right now, you don't. And that's okay. Because when you rush to define something, you're often filling in the blanks with your own thoughts and fears or expectations. But when you let it unfold, you get to see what's actually there. And there's something really powerful about that, because people will always show you who they are through their actions or their consistency, their energy over time. You don't have to force that information out of them, and you don't have to decode everything in one moment. You can just watch and notice and allow. And I think one of the biggest shifts here is moving from what does this mean to let me see what this becomes. And that creates so much more space so much more clarity, and honestly, so much more peace, because you're not constantly trying to solve something that isn't ready to be solved yet. And again, this doesn't mean you're disconnected. It doesn't mean that you don't care, obviously. It just means you're letting things reveal themselves instead of trying to control how they unfold. And I think this part is really important to talk about, because when we say things like let go or just trust, it can honestly sound like we're saying just go with everything, don't question anything, ignore what you're feeling. And that's not what this is, obviously. This is not about being naive or ignoring red flags, and this is definitely not about overriding your intuition, okay? It's actually the opposite. Trust is not the absence of awareness. Trust is being grounded enough in yourself that you can see clearly what's happening without needing to control it. I'm going to say that again. Trust is not the absence of awareness. It's about being grounded enough in yourself so that you can see clearly what is actually happening without needing to control it, control a situation. So you're still paying attention to what's going on, and you're still obviously noticing patterns, and you're still feeling into what's right for you. You're just not jumping ahead of the process. And I think a helpful way to look at that is naivety ignores, trust observes. Naivety says, this is fine, even when something feels off. And then trust says, okay, I'm noticing this, and I'm going to keep paying attention. And that creates a completely different energy, because you're not abandoning yourself and you're not forcing yourself to be okay with something that doesn't feel right. You're just giving things space to become clear. And something I've really learned is that clarity doesn't always come from analyzing. A lot of the time, it just comes from watching, from letting time pass, from seeing consistency or the lack of it. And yeah, that requires patience, but just allow yourself to be a witness. And man, patience can really go a long way and teach you a lot. And when you trust yourself in that way, you don't feel the same urgency to control everything, because you know that if something is right, it will show itself. And if something is off, that will show itself too. And you'll be able to respond to that without having to force it. So this is really about holding both, being open and also being aware, and letting those two things guide you instead of control. So how do you actually do this? Because it's easy to say let go or just trust. But when you're in it, and when something feels uncertain or unclear or emotionally charged, that urge to control can feel really, really strong. So this isn't about flipping a switch overnight, okay? It's about creating small shifts in how you respond in those moments. So one, pause before reacting. I mean, this is the first and biggest one. When you feel that urge to figure something out right now, pause. You don't need to respond immediately. You don't need to define anything immediately. You can give it space. And even just that pause creates a gap between you and that reactive energy. And in that gap, you usually feel a little more grounded, a little less urgent, a little more clear. Then two, stop filling in the blanks. This one is huge. Our mind loves to create narratives, because when something is unclear, your mind tries to complete the story, and it tries to make meaning out of limited information. And most of the time, those stories aren't accurate. They're just based on fear and past experiences or observations or assumptions. And so instead of jumping to conclusions, practice letting things be incomplete. And you don't need to know everything right away. You don't need to solve it immediately. You can just let it exist as it is. And then three, let actions speak over time. Instead of focusing on one moment or one message or one interaction, zoom out. Look at patterns. Look at consistency. Look at how something unfolds over time, because that's where the real clarity comes from. Not from analyzing one piece, but from observing the whole. And then four, come back to yourself. This is the anchor. Every time you feel yourself spiraling outward, come back inward, take a breath, check in, ground yourself, because the more connected you are to yourself, the less you feel the need to control everything outside you. And something I've been reminding myself of lately is that I don't need to rush clarity and I can let things reveal themselves to me. And there's something really, really peaceful about that, because instead of trying to manage everything, you're allowing life to show you what's real and you trust yourself enough to respond when it does. So you don't have to figure everything out right away and you don't have to control how things unfold. You also don't have to force clarity. You can let people show you who they are. Let the situations reveal themselves, and you can trust yourself to respond when they do. And there's a lot of peace in that, a lot of space, a lot of clarity that comes naturally instead of being forced. And if this is something you're practicing right now, then just be gentle with yourself in it. Give yourself grace. This isn't about doing it right. It's about noticing when you're trying to control and slowly choosing something different. If you want to stay connected with me outside of the podcast, you can connect with me on Instagram or Substack. My username is @RaquelMantra. That's RaquelMantra. I'm figuring out which couple days of the week I go in and check DMs, because I have not been super active on the socials anyway since my break. But I got to get on there. I got to get on there and check DMs. So, you know, I'm going to make sure to do that a couple days a week. And also another reminder is that we're now shifting into Monday and Thursday episodes. So we're going to see what it feels like to move into that rhythm with my new schedule. Magic Monday will stay your grounding, soulful reset. And Thursday will again be a little more open and fun and curious, maybe a little witchy, woo-woo, otherworldly things, random. We'll see, whatever I feel like. I'm really excited about it. I think it's going to feel really balanced and fun. And I'm also open to suggestions. Maybe I can even learn something new and then talk about it. So feel free to DM me that on Instagram or Substack. Anyway, with all that said, thank you so much for listening. And thank you for your magic.